The mystic's crinkled old hands sweep my tarot card reading off the table and onto the scraggly patch of New Delhi lawn at my feet. Bangles jangling and tongue clacking, she leans forward, staring at me, I suppose, but her eyes are just shadows behind her beaded red veil. Hindi words snake out from beneath the gossamer folds and across the little hairs on the back of my neck. I don't understand what she's hissing at me, but she's made her point. Whatever she saw in the cards isn't good. Slightly miffed, I turn my back on the ancient party pooper. Doesn't she know the fortune-telling tents have been pitched here for pure entertainment? This, most certainly, is not entertaining. Wrapped and rustling in a bolt of shimmering lime green silk, I sashay back to the gala event where dignitaries, diplomats, and expats gather, lifting the hem of my sari, teetering a bit on bejeweled heels that sink into the spongy grass. I dismiss the ominous scattering of cards with a flick and a twirl. The sultry night air is swirled with melodic tendrils of sitar and flute. Gently swaying to the exotic music, I lean into Joe, sipping wine and tasting curried morsels offered by turbaned waiters. The starlight, lanterns, and ethnic finery outshine for a moment the garbage-picking poverty right outside the iron gates. Sighing, I delight in the fancifulness of the evening. Its costumes, carpets of marigold petals, and aromatic clouds of frangipani. A Bollywood-style finale to our happy first year in India. Slipping away before the party is over, just before the moon glides into tomorrow, Joe and I stroll the campus of the American Embassy School, the same grounds where during the week our boys huddle with friends between classes. Joey is finishing up 11th grade, and Rick is finishing 8th. Meandering arm in arm between flowering trees and down-paved steps, as we approach the stone perimeter, the revelry fades into the night. Once outside the sandbagged armed guard entry, Joe and I dart between rickshaws, honking cars, and cows. New Delhi is wide awake even at this late hour. To our house, just across the street. Giggling, we toss pebbles through the massive gate at the end of our driveway, aiming for the whitewashed sentry hut where our guard snoozes. In India, every little thing is an adventure, a masala, a spicy blend, and I love it. As with all our moves, Joe's job brought us here. With one pinky toe on the corporate ladder before the boys were even born, he's been moving up. And so we've all been moving in, moving out, and moving on about every 2 years, ever since. From Florida to Minnesota, Texas to Spain, and Kentucky to India. Our family has shared experiences I couldn't have imagined back in our newlywed days of a two-room apartment. One car and no money. Life is good. One long, smooth wave that we've somehow hopped on and are going to ride all the way to gray hair and happily ever after. Anything different is not in the cards. Sandy, wake up. I can't see Joe's face, but I can feel his fear even from under the pile of blankets. I can hear it in his voice when he tells me that Joey is down the hall in his bedroom, right now, at 2:30 in the morning, doing sit-ups in bed in the dark. Not just doing sit-ups, he's in a froth of sit-ups, and he won't stop. There's no more hiding from the truth. We've got a son with a problem,